Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, oh.
About, and I need you, Jesus, to bless my heart. morning, good morning, and welcome back to Blog Talk. So glad you're and elated that you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic that we will be talking about today. And before we start, we're going to have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, help me use my gift and let me help others discover theirs. Your gifts are priceless and eternal. May we, your children, use them to the glory of your kingdom today and forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. Our tag words today are some of the gifts that God gives is administration, apostleship, discernment, teaching, service, miracles, healing, and we'll try to get all the different ones that the Lord is talking about on gifts, spiritual gifts. You know, using your gift that God gave you, faith, healing, prophecy, proclamation, teaching, administration, discernment, evangelist, knowledge, wisdom, based on the gift they have received. Everyone should use it to serve others. As good managers of the various grace of God, one thing taught largely in the Holy Spirit is that while God gives his gift freely, he will require a strict accounting of them at the end of the road. Your gifts are priceless and eternal. Let us help others discover their gifts. So today, for the next 45 minutes, we're going to be talking about using your gift. You know, all people possess special gifts bestowed from the Father above, and you are no exception. But your gift is no guarantee of success. It must be cultivated and nurtured. Otherwise, it will go unused. Praise the Lord. I'm back. Someone else was calling in from Oklahoma, needed the number. So we'll go forth. You know, all people possess special gifts bestowed from the Father above, and you are no exception. But your gift is no guarantee of success. It must be cultivated and nurtured. Otherwise, it will go unused. And God's gift to you will be squandered. Today, make a promise to yourself that you would earnestly seek to discover the talent that God has given you. Then nourish those talents. Make them grow. Finally, vow to share your gifts with the world for as long as God gives you the power to do so. After all, the best way to say thank you for God's gift is to use them. You know, one thing taught large in the Holy Scripture is that while God gives his gifts freely, he will require a strict accounting of them at the end of the road. Today we are talking about using your gift God gave you. God gave each one of us a gift. Are we using them? Are we laying them aside? You know, over in Peter 4 and 10, I have a lot of scriptures I'll give you to you today. As each have received a gift, use it to serve one another as God's stewards of God's very grace. Over in 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 31, you can read that at your convenience, but I'll break some of it down. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols. However you was led, therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaketh in the Spirit of God ever say Jesus is accused, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are various of gift, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. You know, over in James 1 and 17 it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. You know, 2 Timothy 1:6 say, "For this reason I remind you to fan and to flame the gifts of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hand." Some people God have given the gift of healing. You may know some of those people. And if God have showed you in the spirit who some of these people are that you're around, but they're not using it, help them to cultivate it. Show them what the Lord say. You know, over in 1 Corinthians 12:28, the word of God say, "And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophet, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, administration, and various kinds of tongues." Now, you know, y'all know some people that's teachers. You know some people that, do miracles. You know some have the gifts of healing. Some have the gift of helping those less fortunate than themselves. We're talking today by using your gift God gave you. Administration. You know, some people that work good in administration and office with the church or whatever. Various kinds of tongues. God have given some people tongues. Some he have given interpreted of tongues, where those that if you don't have the interpreted, when you speak, he'll have someone in around you or where you are at that time will give the interpretation of the tongues. And some people can do the tongue and come right back and tell you what thus say the Lord with tongues. So today we are using your gift God gave you. We living in a time and an age in 2024. This is the third day of January of the new year. And it's time that we, as the body of Christ, start using the gifts God gave us. Don't worry about if somebody ridicule you, somebody laugh at you, somebody point fingers at. Do what God have given to you. Because don't you know when he come back, he going to let you know. You didn't do what I give you. You didn't help to go where I told you to go. You know, you squandered it. But he don't want you to do that. He wants you to use the gift that he had given to you. And so that means the gifts he give to you, he want us to be able to use them. You know, over in, so many scriptures I pulled off this morning. First Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 through 40. You can read that at your leisure. It's talking about pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gift. If you desire a gift, God will give it to you. All you have to do is ask him, especially that you may prosper. But one who speaketh in a tongue, speak not to men, but to God. For no one understand him, but he utterly mystic in the spirit. On the other hand, the one who prophesies speak to people for their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation. You know, if some people will prophesy to you, and it will come to pass. If they're the prophet that prophet and prophetess that God have called, they will prophesy to you. The one who speak in tongue builds up himself, but the one who prophesies build up the church. Now I want you all to speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy. You know, the one who prophesy is greater than the one who speak in tongue, unless in someone interpreted so that the church may be built up. Today we are talking about using the gifts God gave you. You know, over in 1 Corinthians 12:11, it say, "All these are empowered by one and the same spirit who appoint to each one individually as he will." We're talking about using your gifts God gave you. A lot of people do not want people to know the gifts God have given to them. But don't you know that's a blessing when God give you a spiritual gift that you can use to help someone else? Don't bury it, you all. Don't lay it aside. That might be what bring you out the dilemma you're in. It's your spiritual gift. And some of the tag words we're talking about today is administration, apostleship, discernment, teaching, service, miracles. We have so many tongues. And so today, if anybody hit one on your keypad, if you know you have a gift and you would like to share it with them on the line, feel free. If you have some other words of wisdom about using your gift God gave you, feel free. All you have to do is punch one on your keypad. Don't be scared, you know, because God is looking for faithful servants, faithful people that he have given gift to. You don't want him to come back and say, I gave you a healing ministry, but you wouldn't go out and heal the sick. I gave you discernment. You wouldn't tell nobody when I told you something that you have been discerning something in the midst. He told you to teach, whether it was Sunday school, whether it was BYPU, whether it was wherever it was, could be a teacher in the school. But if he gave you that spiritual gift, do what God gave you. Don't hide it. You know, go ahead and do what God has told you to do. You know, as we're talking about the gifts today, using your gift. You know, God has given you talent and opportunities that are unique. Yours are your, are you willing to use what he given you? Are you willing to use your gift in a way that God intended? And are you willing to summon the discipline that is required to develop your talent and to have your and to honor your skill? That's precisely what God wants you to do. That's precisely what you should desire for yourself. If God give you something, you all, administration, you may be good in the office, filing papers, typing, working with the computer, iPad, whatever. You can put a plan together. God gave you that knowledge. Don't throw it away. Use it. God gave you a mouthpiece where you could speak. Speak for the articles of God. He gave you a gift of singing. Sing to the glory of God. He gave you a gift of praying. Pray till you bring down heaven. I'm just naming some of the things God have given to the people that they refuse to use. You know, as you seek to expand your talent, you would undoubtedly encounter stumbling blocks along the way, such as the fear of rejection. People that don't understand you, they're going to have fear. They're going to reject you. But you keep doing what God said. He will put you on a platform that you've never been on before, that he will start working with you. He'll start telling you stuff. Using your gifts God give you. I mean, my check under the ocean. If he give you a gift of speaking in tongues, use it. Don't let it die, y'all. Don't let it die. If he tell you to teach, teach. If he tell you to pray, pray. If he tell you to do administration, do it. We're talking today by using your gift God gave you. It's many gifts, spiritual gifts, y'all. Don't bury your talent God gave you. He'll give you a platform. Don't worry about if somebody don't want to hear you speak in tongue. God have given you that for a reason. God give you the tongue where you can tell someone what thus said the Lord in church. For one who speak in tongue speak not to men, but to God. For no understanding him, but he utter mystery in the spirit. You know, for prophecy. Over in 1 Corinthians 13 and 8. Love never end. As for prophecy, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. But here he's saying love never ends. For as prophecy, they will pass away. But we know in part, we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. And the Bible says, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, or woman. I gave up childish ways. But now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I have fully been known. We're talking about using your gifts God gave you. God have given you gifts for the edifying of the body of Christ. He didn't put the fivefold ministry in the church just to lay dormant. Some people say, oh, the fivefold ministry is not in the Bible. Well, I beg to differ. Because if he give you apostleship, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists, those are part of the fivefold ministry. And anybody would like to say something on this topic today, hit one on your keypad, and I'll bring you in. I don't want to bring this broadcast on and just do all the talking. I want somebody else to talk. Come on with me. Hallelujah. I got somebody. Let me bring them on. Hallelujah. You're now on the air, area code 918.
Good morning. Good morning, Overseer.
Good morning.
I am really enjoying this so far. I'm really enjoying the lesson on today and knowing what I give. So that is very important in this time of season. And one or two gifts that God has anointed me with is the ministry of prayer and also a healing. You know.
Mhm.
Yes, and that is so important for me. The way in the world of our society is right now. We can find something to pray on every hour of the day.
Mhm. That's right.
And we come into a time, it's time to pray. Like now.
Yes. You're still on. You must have went mute.
Sorry about that.
Yes, that's okay.
And so, you know, after this time of season that we're living in, we can always find something else to pray about. Often every hour, 24 hours a day. I mean, we can find something to pray about all, at every time, you know, all day long.
That's
and
right.
Then also with another gift that give me for encouraging people. You know what I'm saying? Just give a person just encouraging words. Tell them who they are in Christ Jesus. Let them know they are special in God's eyesight. And one thing about that, God loves us all, and God got a purpose and a destiny for all of his people.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing what our gifts are so important. Once you know what our gifts are, we able to form that anointing, that gift, and call what God called us to walk in by being obedient and then knowing what he called us to do. Because every Christian, I believe, everybody has a gift.
That's right.
Some people might not know what their gifts are, but that's when we got to pray and see God. Okay, God, why am I here? What is your purpose and plan of me being here?
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, caller. Now, this caller that's called in, her gift, she know what her gift is, praying and healing. She just finished telling y'all that. You can pray all day because it's something always to pray about. She know that's her calling. That's her gift, and she's using it. If it's somebody else, my lines is lit up. Just hit one on your keypad. I would love to hear from you all today. Because I know God give all of you all some gifts. And y'all, stop hiding. We living in a time where it's going to be important for us to use before the end of time what's going to hit us in 2024. If y'all not ready and using the gifts that God have given you all, he going to take them from you and give them to somebody else that really want them, that's really going to use it to help God's people. So today we're talking about using your gift God gave you. And that's what we want y'all to do. Y'all know what gifts are. Don't be scared. Come on. Hit one on your keypad. I love to hear from you all today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, over in Acts 1:8, the Bible say, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit have come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You know, we all have a gift, and we living in a time where it's time out to stop hiding. Stop worrying about what somebody else going to say. You worrying about what Dick or Bobo Sam Sausage Head, Nathan, Nathaniel, and everybody else saying, well, what about Jesus? He the one gave you the gift. Do you want to bear your gift like he give the gifts to the men in the Bible? Well, they didn't increase it. One of them buried dead. You know, he'll give you one. He see you, and he'll give you another one. But he wants you to be productive in what he give you. So today, we are talking about using your gifts God gave you. My. You know, God is so good. Over in Luke 6:38, the word of God said, give and it will be given to you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will put into your lap. For what the measure you used, it will be measured back to you. You know, over in Matthew 7 and 11, it said, if you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? All you got to do is ask him, you all. Just open up that alligator and ask God for what you want. And he will give you the desires of your heart. But he wants you to use it. He don't want you to get it and hide it under a bushel, put it under a rock. He wants you to be able to use it. You know, as you seek to expand your talent, you will undoubtedly encounter stumbling blocks along the way. You're thinking about fear of rejection or the fear of failure. If you're in Christ Jesus, you won't have to worry with that fear. Step out. He wants a lot of you all to step out in 2024. Y'all wouldn't do it in 2023, so he's giving you another chance for y'all to step out. If you're a teacher, let them know, I know how to teach. I know how to do what thus saith the Lord. If you're a pastor, be the best pastor you can be. If you're an evangelist, go out and evangelize. Do what God have called you to do. Don't hide behind anything. Just step out, you all. You know, there's a unique sense of fulfillment that comes when we submit our gifts to God. Use and ask him to energize them in a supernatural way, and then step back to watch what he does. My. I'm so glad this young lady came on and told y'all she knew and know what her gifts, her spiritual gifts is, and she used them. She used them so she was even hired on a job that she was a prayer warrior. She was praying for people all around the United States. A prayer. That's what her one of her gifts were, healing. You know, you got to know what your gifts are. And if you know what they are, don't give them. Go ahead and use them. You got to accept your gift. You know, what father among you, if his own son asks for a fish, well, instead of a fish, give him a snake? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a serpent, a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more would the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? You know, God gives the gift. We as believers should accept them. But oftentimes we do not. Why? Because we fail to trust our Heavenly Father completely. And because we are at times surprisingly stubborn. Over in Luke 11 through 13, it teaches us that God does not withhold spiritual gifts from those who ask. See that? If you ask him, he's not going to hold it. Our obligation, quite simply, is to ask for them. Are you asking God to move mountains in your life? Or are you expecting him to stumble over molehills? Whatever the size of your challenge, God is big enough to handle them. Ask for his help today with faith and with fearless, and then watch in amazement as your mountain begin to move. Just think about it. Just ask the Lord today for the things that you know you need in every circumstances. Oop, I have somebody want to speak. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me bring this guest on. Area code 346, you're not on. Come right on and talk. You're not on the air. Go ahead and speak.
Praise the Lord to every saint, every sinner, and all who are on board. But a word gift cannot be erased if it's given to you. Many look at the gift as an assessment, but the gift of God is not erasable in your life. You can't erase the gift. You may subdue it. You may put it to the back. You may not desire to use it, but it never, ever leaves because it's a gift and handle from God himself. Now, when you got the gift, you weren't really aware of how faithful you are to the gift. But in order to be faithful to the gift, we go to the 23rd Psalm. I shall not want, no lack. I'm not beside, but I am led through you, God. That's the perfect peace. My soul is restored in the gift. That's a tremendous joy. I shall not fear, but I'll walk in the loving arms of God, in the abundance of his living, overflowing abundance in the gift. Don't lay the gift down. Use the gift. Whether you are saved or not saved, it doesn't go on salvation, but the gift goes on the loyalty and the Spirit of God which gave you the gift, such as the one gift that we all must have before we reach heaven is the gift of the Holy Ghost. Gifts are not, they're not borrowed, but they're true benevolence of God. When he gives you something, use it. When he says, go forth, go forth, because the abundance of blessings in the gift stirs up the gift of the inside and allows you to walk in Psalms 21, Psalms 23, Psalms 24, Psalms 25, Psalms 100, Ecclesiastes 3, 4, 5, and 6. Walk in the gift in Jesus' name.
Amen, caller. I hope all of y'all heard that from that caller who called in about the gift and of the Holy Ghost. My. I was wondering when somebody was going to come on with that one. You know, the gift of salvation. Have you ever thought about that? The gift of salvation. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace you are saved through faith. And this is not from yourself. It is God's gift, not from work, so that no one can boast. You know, God has given us so many gifts, but none can compare with the gift of eternal life. We have not earned our salvation. It is a blessing from God. When we accept Christ into our heart, we are saved by his grace. God's grace is the ultimate gift, and we owe to him the ultimate in thanksgiving. Let us praise the Creator for his priceless gift, and let us share the good news with all who cross our path. We return our Father's love by accepting his grace and by sharing his message and his love. When we do, we are eternally blessed, and the Father smiles. Christianity helps us face the music even when we don't like the tune. Oh, my, the gift of salvation. My. You know, accept your grace can be hard. Lord, somehow I feel that I must earn your love and your acceptance. Yet the Bible promised that you love me and save me by your grace. It is a gift I can only accept and cannot earn. Thank you for your priceless gift God have given each one of us that's on this line today. The switchboard is lit up. Do I have anybody else that would like to talk about using your gift God gave you? Feel free at this time. The switchboard is wide open for anybody that would like to talk on using your gift that God has given to you. Feel free. I'm waiting for someone to come on. Just hit one on your telephone keypad, whether you got a cell phone or a house phone, a landline. Hit one on your keypad. I would love to hear from you. I don't know all everything. I'm learning. But it's good to hear from others also. Also, too, today, we have the gift of cheerfulness. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good word cheers it up. You'll find that in Proverbs 12 and 25. You know, cheerfulness is a gift that we give to others and to ourselves. And as believers who have been saved by a risen Christ, why shouldn't we be cheerful? The answer, of course, is that we have every reason to honor our Savior with joy in our hearts, smiles on our faces, and words of celebration on our lips. You know, Christ promised us lives of abundance and joy if we accept his love and his grace. Yet sometimes even the most righteous among us are best by fit of ill temper and frustration. During these moments, we may not feel like turning our thoughts and prayer to Christ, but that's precisely what we should do. When we do so, we simply can't stay grump for long. You ain't going to be able to stay grumpy for long. You know, the people whom I have seen succeed best in life have always been cheerful and hopeful people who went about their business with a smile on their face. My, 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 my. Just think about that. The gift of cheerfulness. Don't you know that could be a gift God gave some people to be cheerful? And every time you see them, they're smiling. They're grinning. And when you say, well, why do you say, oh, it's so much God have given to me and I want to share it with you all? And if anybody on the line would like to say something on our broadcast today, hit one on your keypad and I'll bring you in on my switchboard. Would love to hear from you today because you may have something that you want to address. Some of you are homebound. Y'all do a lot of things from your apartment and from your house. Speak up today. God is looking at every one of you all today that's on this broadcast line. There's some things God have given to you that others may not know you're doing, but it's a gift from God. Okay, I got somebody. Hold on. Okay, area code 832, you are now on. Go ahead.
Good morning. It is such a blessing to go over the gifts. And I was just looking in the Word of God in Romans 12 and 6. It says, since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to use them accordingly. And I like to say this morning that all of us, yes, have been gifted from a gift from God. And we have to be careful to use it. And remember to pray and to remember that God gives you gifts that he will never take back. Mm-hmm. It is up to us to use the gift accordingly. And I thank God that he's given me personally many gifts. And I look forward every day is to see how I can perfect my purpose in my gift. And as we learn daily about new things of the Word of God that we didn't know before, we turn around and exercise those gifts to others. And even encouraging others is so important because we're faced with so many things during this day and time. If we can just remember the gift that God has given us, we can just walk unaccused. And I was remembering even the fivefold ministry. Those are gifts.
Mm-hmm.
The gifts of being an apostle. God thought enough of me to let me be the person that is sent to a world that is so sinful, so against our God, but he yet sent me, and I do the perfect work of an apostle. And I look at the prophet, oh, my God, the seer, and they have to be obedient to the word of God. Everything out of their mouth does not always come out pleasant, but it's just a warning God has sent. And evangelists, the drawing to, they go out and deliver the word, and then when they deliver the word, after it's called on by many, they seek a pastor to cover them and to gather them. And the word says it's a blessing to assemble ourselves together. And last but not least, that teacher. Everybody is not what we call a real teacher. You may know things, but you don't know how to come across to teach others.
Mm-hmm.
That teacher, you know, we have lost the emphasis of a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
We ordain others, and we consecrate others, and we affirm others. But hardly ever you see a body of Christ ordaining teachers. And it's just to remind them of how important that gift is.
Yeah.
That you can break it down for a baby to the oldest one in the assembly of Christ can understand. So our gifts are very, very important. And I just want us to remember that be aware of those who have gifts. And because God gives you gifts and he never takes it back, the enemy will try to use your gifts too for his benefit. So that's why being a praying individual, going to the throne, and knowing how to open and close portals in the name of Jesus is so important, because some gifted people have turned their back on God, and they use that gift for the enemy's sake. So beware, people of God, because our gifts are just running over that that God has given us for his service, not to anything else, to serve God with all your mind, heart, soul, and emotion. And thank you for allowing me time to talk about the gifts.
Oh, yes. Is it anybody else that would like to speak on the gift? I put 45 minutes, but we can go on. I can go on and on. I'm not trying to get off on this here. You know, while I bring this, somebody else may want to come on. Just hit one on your keypad, and I'll bring you in over here on my switchboard. You know, the shepherd's gift, coming from Psalms 25, 5, and 6. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, the word of God is clear. Christ came in order that we might have life abundant and life eternal. Eternal life is priceless, possession of all who invite Christ into their hearts. But God's abundance is optional. He does not force it upon us. When we entrust our heart and our days to the one who created us, we experience abundance through the grace and sacrifice of his son. But when we turn our thoughts and direct our energy away from God's commandments, ever but forfeit the spiritual abundance that might otherwise be ours. You know, do you sincerely seek the riches that our Savior offers to those who give themselves to him? Then follow him completely and obey him without reservation. When you do, you will receive the love and the abundance that he promised. Seek first the salvation that is available through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And then claim the joy, the peace, and the spiritual abundance that the shepherd offers his sheep. Today, we're talking about using your gift God gave you. You in the body of Christ. He has placed you in a place that you can use your gift. So be about your the God's business and using the gifts he had given you. Because like a caller said, you know, the enemy will be glad to snatch it and do his will with your gift. But God then gave you that gift freely. You done went through some stuff for some of these gifts for the anointing. Don't just let the enemy come in and sift it as weak, which you use it to the glory of God. Ask God for the direction he would have you to go with your gift. Don't be so busy that you can't do what God have called you to do. Be faithful. And so today, this was the broadcast using, your gift God gave you. And if anybody would like to say something before we get ready to go off the air today, but hopefully I'll be coming back on every Wednesday with some more exciting topics on what the Lord give me, because when I finish with this one, I have the next one to put on for next Wednesday. So keep your number. Share your number with others. If they are not working or if they can listen to it at their desk, bring them on. Because you don't know where the blessing is. You don't know where God may have something for you with your name on it. And all you got to do is tap in it. So today, as we get ready to close our broadcast off, I will say a prayer. Good Shepherd, thank you. The abundant life that is mine through Christ Jesus. Give me according to your will, not my will, but your will, and help me to be a worthy servant in all that I can say and do. Give me courage, Lord, to claim the rewards you have promised. And when I do, let the glory be yours, dear Heavenly Father. I want to walk, and I want to do what you say do. I want to be able to give others the opportunity to use and share the gift that you have given to them. And so today, let me use my gift and let me help others discover theirs. Your gift's priceless and eternal. May we, your children, use them to the glory of your kingdom today and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Does anyone have any words of wisdom or encouragement before we leave the airport today? I love and thank you all for coming on and speaking up on using your gifts God gave you. Because you don't ever know when they may come in. They may come in handy and you just sitting on them. In every situation, in every season of life, come to you in prayer. You know the desires of our heart, Lord. Grant them, I ask you, not my will, but Father's, but your will be done in our life. And don't forget some of the tag words I used today was administration. These are different gifts. Apostleship, discernment, teaching, service, miracles, healing, praying, knowledge, proclamation, teaching, prophecy. So a lot of us have gifts. Some have all the gifts, and some have three and four gifts. So we want to be able to share with the body of Christ as God opened doors for each one of us in 2024. So until next Wednesday, I want you at 10 o'clock, I want you all to be blessed. I love each and every one of you all, and please come back at 10 next week. And the topic, we're going to have an exciting topic next week, and it's accepting your assignment. Have you accepted your assignment in 2024, or are you still laying on it, you still praying about it, you still thinking, but have you accepted your assignment that God have given to you? That will be our next broadcast. So please stay tuned. Come on. And if anybody would like to bring a broadcast on, please get with me. I'll be more than happy to have you to bring a broadcast on, and I can listen. I won't do all the talking. So until next Wednesday at 10 o'clock, you all be blessed. Have a wonderful week. Keep God with you everywhere you go. You know my little saying, for 17 years, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you all. And until next week, Wednesday, y'all be blessed. I love you from Apostle Sadie Elliott. Bye-bye.